بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد يسري with the dua of Yunus عليه السلام when he was in the belly of the whale and he made a dua and Allah سبحانه وتعالى saved him and today we are going to do the dua of one of the last Anbiya of the Bani Israel. So previously we mentioned Allah سبحانه وتعالى and this is relevant to actually what's happening today. Allah سبحانه وتعالى promised Ibrahim عليه السلام, he made a covenant with him and he said that I will make Anbiya amongst your progeny. And one of the things is I will also give them this land of Palestine. So Ibrahim alayhi salam said, no, all of my progeny, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, only those who are righteous. So this promise was given to Ibrahim alayhi salam, and eventually it was fulfilled when Musa alayhi salam took the Bani Israel 600 years later to the land of Palestine, and Yusha bin Nun took them inside, and they conquered Palestine. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them that if ever you disobey me, then I will remove you from this land. And it happened to them the first time, in the 6th century BCE, the Babylonian Empire came and destroyed the Bani Israel. They destroyed the masjid that was built there, and they took them out because of the evil that they had done. And later on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is all mentioned in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restored them at the hands of Cyrus the Persian, and they built another masjid there. This is known as the Second Temple period, and this started in the 500s BCE, and continued till the time of Isa alayhi salam, and it was destroyed by the Romans in the year 70 CE. So in this period, we are looking at right at the end of the Second Temple period, where the people who were running this masjid, Masjid Aqsa at that time, were the people from the family of Harun alayhi salam. And that's why if you've been following some of the things that are happening in the news, that the religious Jews, when they want to bring their third temple in, then they are trying to slaughter a red heifer, they're trying to look for someone from the lineage of Harun alayhi salam, because only then will they be able to enter and create this third temple in their understanding. So we have at this point in time, we look at in around the year time when Isa alayhi salam was around. Then just before that, we have someone by the name of Imran. And his wife is pregnant, and she is from the family of Harun, and she dedicates her child to this temple, the masjid. And when she does that, this child eventually is born, and it is a female child, and it is none other than Maryam alayhi salam, the wife, the mother of Isa alayhi salam. And so Maryam alayhi salam is dedicated to the temple, and Zakariya alayhi salam is made in charge of looking after her. And Zakariya alayhi salam is old, he doesn't have a child of his own. And when he enters into where Maryam alayhi salam was staying, then he sees that she has food that he didn't bring for her. And he's in charge of her, so he asks, Ya Maryam, anna laki hadha, where did you get all of this from? She says, Qalat wa min indillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a miracle granted me all of these things. So when he sees this young girl, he doesn't have a child of his own, then he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hunalika da'a Zakariya Rabba, and he makes a very beautiful dua. Before the dua, he tells Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I'm gone old, Ya Allah, I'm gone white, but walam akum bi du'aika rabbi shaqiyya, but my entire life, whenever I made dua to you, I was never disappointed. And then he makes a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he says, قال ربي هب لي من لدنك ذرية طيبة ربي هب لي من لدنك ذرية طيبة. Oh my Lord, give me a gift, and the word used here is gift, هب لي, give me a gift of having pious progeny. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts this dua. فنادته الملائكة, an angel calls out to him after that, that this dua of yours has been accepted, and we are going to give you a child who will be there, whose name was Yahya alayhi salam. He will be there with Isa alayhi salam, and he will be such a child that you will have, so pious, that before him there was almost no one. لَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ سَمِيَّةً. There was no one before him who was like him in piety. So we see the dua of Zakariya alayhi salam, where he makes dua for a child, and he says, رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبًا. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawfiq wa akhir da'wana.